रूहानी बच्चों की रूहानी बाप को नमस्ते। धारणा के लिए मुख्य सार, कर्मातीत अवस्था को प्राप्त कर वापस घर जाना है, पर जाएंगे तब जब आत्माओं का आना बंद होगा। इस विस्तार को बुद्धि में रख एक बाबल को प्यार से याद करना है। दूसरा, ज्ञान की रोशनी मिली है इसलिए निश्चय बुद्धि बन बाप से पूरा वर्षा लेना है। कहां भी रहते याद के बल से आत्मा को तमो प्रधान से सतो प्रधान बनने का पुरुषार्थ करना है। वरदान, स्वयं को टेंशन पर अटेंशन दे करके, टेंशन ना आ जाए अटेंशन दे करके, समझा? डेविड फ्री हो गया टेंशन से। भाई कल इसका बर्थडे था, एक मिनट अपने बर्थडे की खुशी की बताना, मैं कौन हूँ?
David's birthday was the day before yesterday, and that is saying he's now become free from tension. So, he has to share something. Pay attention to the self, and may you be a world benefactor who finishes the tension of the world by paying attention to the self. When you pay a lot of attention to others, and you have tension about that inside yourself, therefore, instead of going into expansion, don't create tension in yourself. That is defamation of religion. It's like you pay attention to service and keep tension in yourself.
विस्तार करने के बजाय सार रूप में स्थित हो जाओ।
Instead of going into expansion, stabilize yourself in the form of the essence.
के संकल्प को समा कर,
merge the thoughts of quantity,
के संकल्पों को समा कर, quality वाले संकल्प करो,
and have thoughts of quality.
अखबार में रोज आना चाहिए,
this should be there in the papers every day. Merge all quantity and let there be something of quality. These things should be broadcast on the radio, on the TV, printed in the newspapers. If you finish all tension and pay full attention, there can be a lot of service. Merge thoughts of quantity and have quality thoughts. First of all, pay attention to the tension you have within yourself. Finish all the tension in the world and then you'll be able to become the world benefactors. So first of all, see yourself. Serve yourself first.
अपनी सर्विस की तो दूसरों की सर्विस तय हो जाएंगी।
When you serve yourself, others will automatically be served.
स्लोगन, योग की अनुभूति करनी है, योग की
If you want to experience something in yoga, then with the power of determination, control your mind. Om Shanti.
David, योग करके फिर अपना संकल्प सुनाओ।
To have yoga on the stage now and then share your thoughts.
जैसे लाइट हाउस लाइट देता है
जस्ट एज अ लाइट हाउस गिव्स लाइट बिकम द वॉकिंग मूविंग द मोबाइल लाइट हाउसेस
लाइट हाउस बनो तो जो कोई आपको देखे
So that whoever sees you receive inspirations and have experiences. When anyone comes in front of you, as soon as you give them drishti, they should be able to go beyond sound. And experience being bodiless. Continue to have this rehearsal.
ओम शांति ये जो पोस्टर्स के लिए अनाउंस किया था जैम प्रोग्राम का तो पोस्टर्स आ गए हैं और आज रिसेप्शन एरिया में मोना रेचल सोनिया और आयुषी वो आधे घंटे के लिए बैठे हैं क्लास के बाद तो आप अपने पोस्टर्स वहाँ ले लेने और दूसरा ये है कि आप अपने घर के विंडोज में लगा सकते हैं और अगर घर रास्ते पे नहीं पड़ता है तो आपके गेट व पोस्ट पर लगा सकते हैं बाकी जो फ्लाई पोस्टिंग करते हैं माना के और दीवारों पर या लैंप पोस्ट पर तो वो अलाउ नहीं है अगर करेंगे तो संस्था को बड़ा फाइन होगा इसलिए और जगह पर पोस्टर नहीं लगाएंगे बिना परमिशन के और दूसरा ये है कि साइज ए टू भी अवेलेबल है माना उससे भी थोड़ा बड़ा तो अगर किसी के पास दुकान है व फ्रेंड्स की दुकान आदि है और वहाँ लगा सकते हैं और या तो कोई ऐसे जो सुपरमार्केट्स व लाइब्रेरीज है वहाँ लगा सकते हैं तो वहाँ ले जा सकते हैं वो ए टू साइज तो वो आप मोना से ले लेना और वो है दूसरा है कि लाइब्रेरीज के मैनेजर्स को पर्सनली मिल करके वो लोग डिस्प्ले एरिया पर हमको पोस्टर और लीफलेट्स और कुछ मटेरियल जो लगाना है इसके कनेक्शन में तो वो लगा सकते हैं इसीलिए अगर लाइब्रेरी की जो सेवा करने वाले हैं तो उस अनुसार अपना पोस्टर्स ले लेना परंतु मैनेजर को पर्सनल मिलना पड़ेगा और काफ़ी जगह है जहां पोस्टर्स डिस्प्ले कर सकते हैं परमिशन के बाद थोड़े एग्जाम्पल्स जैसे हैं कि स्टाफ नोटिस बोर्ड्स सुपरमार्केट्स के शॉप्स के रेस्टोरेंट्स के कम्युनिटी शॉप्स डे सेंटर्स केयर सेंटर्स सर्जरीज डॉक्टर्स एंड डेंटिस्ट हॉस्पिटल स्टाफ नोटिस बोर्ड्स इन वेरियस अलग अलग डिपार्टमेंट में अलग अलग नोटिस बोर्ड्स तो बहुत सारी जैसे कि अपॉर्चुनिटी है पोस्टर्स रखने के लिए अगर और कुछ जानकारी चाहिए तो मैं आधा घंटे के लिए वहाँ रिसेप्शन में पोस्टर्स की जगह है वहाँ बैठेंगी ओम शांति
पालिया है तुम्हें पाके हूँ गम प्यार में ढल गए हैं, जमाने के गम प्यार में ढल गए हैं, उम्मीदों के लाखों दिए जल गए हैं, उम्मीदों के लाखों दिए जल गए हैं, कि जब से तुम्हें मेहरबान पा लिया है, तुम्हें पाके हमने जहाँ पा लिया है, तुम्हें पाके हमने मेरी गर्दिशें थम गई हैं,
न बिछड़ेंगे हम कारवां पा लिया है, तुम्हें पाके हमने जहां पा लिया है।
Shanti. I wasn't aware that anyone was aware of my birthday, so I don't possibly know how Daddy found out it was my birthday, because I don't normally celebrate it. But it's been a great fortune to be in London during Dee Dee's time. I'd come down for some meetings, and it's been very beautiful to spend a week here with Daddy. And I was just remembering one song, that we come with our fortune awakened, but we also have to awaken our fortune. And that's the feeling I've had. When I came to Baba, I remember Sadesh been asking me, did you find Baba or did Baba find you? And I could have very innocently said, I think I found Baba. And she said, are you sure? And I now realize that it was the other way around, that Baba found me. And once Baba did say that he had a lot of good wishes for me, hopes for me, and I really feel that, and I feel that very strongly through Daddy. And last night she said I should tell her what it is that I have to do to fulfill her hopes. So I guess that's not thinking too much. So I'll make this pledge in front of everyone. I guess, is this being webcast? I hope not. Oh my God. Oh well, I'll take the pledge in front of all my brothers and sisters. Not to think too much, because that was almost the second, that was almost the first thing that Baba told me, asked me, don't think too much. Don't think.
Don't think. Vardhan bhi aisa hai na.
You've now come on that track.
Bhai, taali to bajao na, escape kar. Aisa kiska birthday ho raha hai? Sir, yeah, modify ke baad. Acha,
rang laga, rang laga.
color with the company. I think David's brought some guest with him.
Om Shanti. Liz, tera birthday manao.
Liz, should we celebrate your birthday? They're saying Liz's face that is saying it is it for Bhog on Sunday. My desire of many years, it's like that's being fulfilled now. Liz's face is beginning to sparkle. Make sure your face remains the same for the next 3 days and Sunday sit for Bhog. When you know yourself, who I belong to, that he had gone somewhere with someone whose son's a photographer and they'd taken lots of photos. So Baba's also our cameraman and he's taking so many pictures of us. He keeps the pictures of the good children with him. And he shows these pictures to others. Look, these are my children. They're such good children. He's very intoxicated. See what my children are like. There's no one like Baba in the whole world. No one like Baba's children in the whole world. So look at the people outside in the world and look at your own faces. When they see your faces, then their difficulties go away. One is difficulty, the other is to smile. The two Hindi words are rhyming. So when someone's facing a difficulty, what is their face like? And when someone's smiling, what is their face like? Those who are constantly smiling don't face any difficulties. And with their smile, the difficulties of others go away. So Baba said, pay so much attention to yourself that the tension of the world is finished. Let me remain free from tension and yet pay full attention. To have full attention in my thoughts, words and actions. If there's tension in anything, I won't be able to be accurate. If I have expansive thoughts, then I won't be able to stabilize in the essence. If I have quality thoughts, I'll be free from quantity. By having quality thoughts, there's a lot of income. Three types of earning an income. One is just constantly to have that deep love for our sweet, sweet, sweet Baba's study. What Baba's teaching us, there's so much love for the study that he's teaching us. When the children who are studying very well stay in front of Baba, Baba feels intoxicated. The song was speaking about the lamps of hope. And so Baba saying that you have become the ones who have become the lamps of hope who are going to fulfill his hopes. When you have love for study, then you'll pay attention day and night to become completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete. Then it says, though you're no longer Tamo Pradhan, you're not even in the Rajo Pradhan stage, but you have that depth of Sato Pradhanta. First of all, by being Sato Guni, that you pick up just the virtues in everyone, and through that you become Sato Pradhan. And the path of Bhakti, they used to speak of this, Sato Rajo and Tamo Guni. But now it's even deeper than that. You become Pradhanta. It's like the very depth of it. So by studying, there's a lot of income earned and you feel, yes, the future is very good. And it's very firm that, yes, we were, we are, and we will be. There's no doubt as to whether you'll pass or not.
100% mark
in all four subjects to be able to claim 100% marks. If even 5 marks less in any one subject, then also it's like you have to look down. Knowledge is very clear in our intellect. Who am I and who belongs to me? The philosophy of karma, the knowledge of 3 things. Knowing the soul, I the soul, and so all trace of body consciousness is finished, so that there's no name or trace of it. So be completely soul conscious. How Maya curses the soul that you're not able to look at the Father, you're not able to perform elevated actions, you're not able to remember Baba. What will an unconscious person do? It's like the person is cursed and so they can't do anything. They'll do everything physical, but when you ask them to perform elevated actions, then they just fall asleep, kind of. They don't want to do anything. It's body consciousness that curses you. So now pay full attention. If there's any type of arrogance inside or ego, then finish that and Baba will help you. If you haven't finished body consciousness, if you haven't finished that ego and arrogance, then it's dangerous. The study is to finish the arrogance through Baba's remembrance. Whatever mistakes you've made, then ask for forgiveness. There are many who haven't even now asked for that forgiveness. They feel, well, I'm okay now, aren't I? I'm fine now. But does Baba accept that you're okay? Those who defame the name of the Brahman clan, that is said to one person, okay, something's happened, something wrong happened, it's happened. Maya sculpt you. And the soul became distant from Baba, destroyed their own status. But now that you come to Baba again, now there should be so much realization, so much repentance, that then not even a single trace of that old sanskar remains, then you'll be able to remain protected. You have such deep realization. Maya attacked me in any way, whatever way she did. But that's because the soul was under a misunderstanding, making mistakes. Misunderstanding, making mistakes is even worse than being careless. They make such mistakes that they completely become blind. They're not even aware of what they're doing. And they'll try to make others blind also, that no one should see me doing this. Once you become trapped in that type of maya, then when you come away from that, you have to have so much strength and power in the self to remain true and honest afterwards. To have such deep realization that first, previously I was in hell and Baba removed me, but then I pushed myself into hell through my own actions, even though Baba had removed me from hell. So I have to then remain very clever, cautious, and perform such righteous actions and die to such an extent that there's no name or trace of anything of the past. Then God will say, yes. Because otherwise I've cancelled the deal that Baba had made with me to help me by me keeping courage. So that deal had been cancelled, but now you have to make that deal again. It's not an easy thing. To defame the name of Baba's clan,
बाबा कहे ऊंचे चलो बच्चा नीचे जाए रास्ता दूसरा ले लेवे और वो कभी उस रास्ते पर उल्टे पर लेके जावे
बाबा से क्लाइंब अप एंड द चिल्ड्रन गो ऑन अनदर पाथ कमिंग डाउनवर्ड्स एंड दे टेक अदर्स विद देम आल्सो दिस इज अ ह्यूज बर्डन ऑन द सोल
थोड़ी भी सुख्यम फैमिलियरिटी भी
Even the slightest familiarity, favoritism is also a sin. So if I don't understand myself deeply in this way, if I don't have that deep realization in myself, then the income that I could have earned through being honest and truthful, it's as though I don't even know anything about that. I'm not aware of earning through being honest. It's as though I'm just an innocent in a negative way, child of Baba. But one who is truthful, honest, they'll not hide anything of theirs, not even for a minute. As soon as they've realized their mistake, then they'll come to Baba and say, Baba, I've really made this mistake. And they'll go crying in front of Baba, Baba, I made this mistake. And it's with a deep feeling of regret and repentance. So until you've asked forgiveness in this way, God will not forgive you. Yes, he is merciful, but he's also the death of all deaths, and so I need to ask for that forgiveness from him. He should have mercy when I ask for that forgiveness. Then he will cushion me and then help me also. He'll put you into the furnace, into the bhatti, so that there's total disinterest for the old world. Not even just having the vision of a brother and sister, because many have failed in this also, because then familiarity develops, but to have the vision of brotherhood, that his souls are brothers. And so the income you receive from that, you experience God's blessings. The study, the father's blessings, by staying in that vision of brotherhood and accepting Baba Srimad, whatever service you are given to do, you do that with your heart, with honesty. You're not doing it just for namesake, but you're doing it with a lot of love. So you receive Baba's blessings. You do service with a lot of love in your heart and you receive very good fruit of that. Whatever service there is to do, you don't, not that you do service on one hand and you show a stern eye to someone on the other hand. Truth, love, both of these make us very sweet and cool. If I don't have love and honesty, I can't become sweet and cool. For others to receive that vibration of coolness so that they experience the coolness, their sorrow is removed and they become peaceful. Baba said, anyone in front of whom you go, they should become bodiless. To have such stability within the self that you're very firm on the drama, so that there's not any other kind of thoughts about anything. One is an income earned through the study. The second is the income earned through blessings. When the two come together, when they work together, and the third one, whoever you become an instrument for, then you strike the arrow to them in such a way that you're able to take them to Baba directly, and you receive those blessings. And through that you receive a lot of commission, just like Brahma Baba receives so much commission because he is the one who has enabled souls to meet their Supreme Soul when they've been remaining separate for so long. So Brahma Baba has created his own life, created the lives of all of us children, and in that way he has received so much commission. So now each one to ask himself, whose child am I? Those who earn an income in this way, who claim blessings by being honest and truthful, and those who have that concern of returning home having become karmatit by just constantly saying Baba, 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 those who are constantly aware of going home. Today, in remembrance of Didi, I'm going to feed toli to everyone. Everyone to just take that very peacefully. So take earn the three types of income from the study, from the blessings, and from the commission. Those who are clever and who remember the confluence age, those who don't look at anyone else, only see Baba. They become honest and remain happy. Those who look at Baba remain. Those who always. Those who listening to. Those who are following their own dictates and looking at others, what can Baba do about them? We have to be incognito cooperative souls and draw one another's attention and give good company to souls, and remain with that friendship with one another.